Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing as we throw it down, a special weekend edition, a countdown to the National Football League draft is on. And starting on Monday, we're going to be all over it. We'll start to lock in our official selections for the National Football League draft. But on the special weekend editions of the program, we like to unwind a little bit. You know, it's a pretty serious show. During the week, me and Cam normally wear suit and ties.
Maybe you.
Yeah. We wear suit and ties. We discuss serious sports. Situations only here. But all kidding aside, we talk about everything on the program. We've done a great job through this lockdown. Shout out to Puccio and Fasano for getting it done on the show. And you know who we caught up with on Morenci Unfiltered, the podcast, Yang.
Yeah,
so those of you can check out our podcast, Apple, iTunes, Spotify.
Hey, Yang, how you doing? It's been a while. I miss you. He misses yelling. He misses you butchering up Gabe. He needs it.
He's a little down.
Yeah.
I think he could use a call from you, actually. Like,
yeah.
Yang's not dealing with it well. Yang is a big people person.
Yes, he is.
Like, in real life, Cam, like, and you've met him before, but I know him every day. And Yang talks a lot. Like, yes, Yang in the pit talks to people. He talks to people on the street. He talks to women on the street. Hey, what's going on, baby? Like, he's a classic, like, you know what I mean? Spanish Harlem New Yorker. He loves to ride his scooter around. Like, I asked him, you riding your scooter much? He's like, no. Like, he was like, yeah. Poor guy. He's kind of beating down the thing. And I got to the chase with Yang. Yang's a horn dog.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
He's like that dog that humps your leg, but he's a human. I know. He's got game.
I said, yeah, you're all right. He goes, yeah, you're all buddy, you know. And I'm like, he's doing his work, and he's working on some shows, and he's doing some stuff. And I said, Yang, this is cutting into your game, huh? He's like, yeah, like in a big way. In a big way. Hey, Dr. Fauci says if you want to take a chance on Tinder, roll the dice. It's up to you.
Yeah. <laughs> He said,
he said, life is full of risks.
Yes.
Right, so one thing we talked about was great stuff with Gary Grambling of Sports Illustrated. And we talked about the potential for hacking when it comes to the National Football League draft. And, so not a situation, because a lot of people sort of think somehow that hackers are going to, like, take over the broadcast. That's not going to happen, because it's still on ESPN, Ken.
Exactly.
Like, you're not, like, it's not, the NFL draft's not on Zoom. Where the weakness is with the NFL teams themselves.
Yes.
They're not tech savvy. All right, so you'll have a GM that might know something. The head coach might not be very smart. But basically, there's a chain of like thousands of emails pertaining to the draft. And anybody that knows anything about the internet now knows emails are very vulnerable. And, you know, you could shake down a GM, you could shake down a team. And it was really interesting that I was thinking like nefarious. I was thinking sort of black hat hackers. I was thinking like North Korea tries to sabotage a bunch of NFL teams just for the fun of it to like sow chaos. And Gary, who did all the work, spoke to NFL, FBI, cyber expert, everybody involved in this. Cam, the biggest concern, other NFL teams hacking each other.
Great point. We didn't even talk about that point.
It wasn't. What? They're like, we're not worried about a fat kid in his bedroom in New Jersey, like Trump said. No. They're worried about other teams hacking in, knowing how many coaches know each other even? Know each other's emails.
Exactly.
You can tell someone, listen, just see what's in Belichick's inbox right now. See what's there.
I wouldn't mind the Patriots getting
it's funny, though, isn't it, Cam? Like, they're not worried about North Korea. They're not worried about Bitcoin hackers. They're worried about other NFL teams.
Makes sense, Gabe. Think about it, though, too. You got these guys working. They're probably getting tips from very tech-savvy people, too. So maybe some of the other younger GMs who are really good with computers, like Mayo style, could really get in there and go, oh, what is in here? Oh, let's go here.
Dimitri Goff in Atlanta will be fine. He's a guy in his 40s.
Hey, Gabe, Joe Ranieri gets into our computer.
McVay's no idiot.
No, McVay's no idiot.
Sean McVay's going to be telling guys, don't touch that link. Don't do that. McVay knows what's up. But there's some older goofball coaches, bro, in the league.
That's kind of my point. But I'm saying, at our network, Joe Ranieri goes into our computer and goes, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
He's a broadcaster / IT guy. There's guys at levels like way, way higher that are going to be working this thing. You're right. It's up to the general managers and the coaches. They can't fall. They can't fall for any of these email traps. Too good to be. You know what I'm talking about. There's going to be bait. There's going to be bait.
That's
out
how Hillary Clinton went down. Yeah, and Hillary's pretty smart lady. Like she got shooken down by Russian people fishing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Everyone fishes. Like click here. Everybody gets it. I told you guys the other day. I get like 3, 5, 10 emails a day. Oh, your Netflix account, there's a problem. I don't have a Netflix account.
Yep.
Oh, your Apple iTunes, click here. I don't have Apple iTunes. Like, I don't subscribe. You know what I mean? All these sort of like things with Apple and all these things. Like, you know, oh, you update your password. I don't know my password. I don't have it.
I'm so glad you don't have those things. It actually works to your advantage, right? You're lying to me. That's the thing. No, I get them from the fake banks. And these guys are really good. They're really good right now.
Ken, the way the emails look, they're better now.
Like the Royal, you remember when you were in Toronto, you're at Royal. I'm at TD. I look at the fonts and whatever. I'm like, wow, that's sharp. Like, you know what I mean? Like these guys they're very sophisticated.
You know how many grandmas, they attack seniors and stuff, right? Like
that disgusts me.
Exactly. Like people, like there's a lot of people, watch this. And they click, next thing you know, these son of a bitches in your account and they're fleecing you. I got fleeced. It caused me grief because they shut my card down. And they told me, no, you can't use your card. And basically, somebody got my card number and they made two purchases in France. $400. Two identical purchases. I don't know what they bought. I don't know. But it was two identical purchases online with my number. Bing, bing. I didn't know. Because I had my card in my pocket. So somehow I got hacked or they got my stuff. And I didn't really care, but I found out because I got rejected in a store. So I was like, what the hell? I called the company and they started asking me questions. All right. And then they told me, oh yeah, sir. Like they said, just like 6 hours ago with the time difference. they said just last night in France, somebody spent $800 on your card. And they said, they know everything, Ken. They said, we know it wasn't you.
Exactly.
Point blank. They said, we know it wasn't you.
Exactly.
And they said, your money's refunded in your account already. But your card, cut your card up. It's no good.
Good
real
point.
Pain in the ass. I never got a new card after. But anyways, okay. So for all you guys thinking out there, well, no, it's the NFL. It'll be fine. I brought up the fact of this for the NFL draft. And it's come up with NFL guys. Like, let's just say the internet crashes. Like, let's say the Buffalo Bills are on the clock. We got 5 minutes to make our pick. And it's like, oh, man, Zoom just went down on us. or something. That could happen.
That's very possible.
Yes, that is legitimate and not nefarious, right? That something could freeze, someone could not, you know what I mean? Something can happen, but they're not stupid. There's a phone backup, Ken.
Yes.
And there's also a grace period. If something goes wrong, yeah, we'll give you another 2 minutes, whatever. But the bottom line is, you can say, listen, and you pick up the phone and you're like, hey, Goodell.
Yeah.
We're taking AJ Dillon. AJ Dillon. You know what I mean? Like, speaking of which, I think AJ Dillon to the Bills wouldn't be bad. Singletary is good, fast. Then you get Dillon, more of a bruiser. But anyways, talk about content. And what a world we're in now, Cam. Who would ever imagine that sports competitions would be decided by people's Wi-Fi? So, just like the rest of the sports world, professional darts has been thinking of ways to create live content. Of course they do. To combat this, the Professional Darts Corporation, a United Kingdom-based organization, has created the PDC Home Tour. The tour is supposed to be 32 consecutive nights of competitive dart action.
Great, guy. Great.
They're hardcore.
Great. I love these darts,
32
guys.
Nights, yeah.
They're wasted, and they're still coming up with great ideas. Fantastic.
32 consecutive nights of competitive darts where pros participate from their living rooms. So
amazing.
Cool.
Oh,
presumably
yeah.
On a regulation-sized dartboard and from regulation distance. While being broadcast through video calls, seemed like a solid plan on the surface. One that ended up causing problems for two-time world champion Gary Anderson. Great name.
I love it. Hey, former kicker, Gary Anderson.
Dude, like you said, you think this guy looks like he's been in a couple of pub brawls in his years, decked out in tats. Gary Anderson. This guy is a two-time world dart champion, 2015 and 16. Was forced to drop out of the competition due to his dodgy internet connection. The 49-year-old even showed the numbers behind his Wi-Fi on Twitter. Internet
amazing.
Speed test, Mbps download 4.61, Mbps upload 0.97. And he actually tweeted out the thing when it says. Of course, he's in London. Your internet connection should be able to handle one device at a time. It multiplies devices that using this connection. You may run into some congestion. Your internet speed is slow. Anderson's pissed, though. He's not laughing. Anderson chalked it up to technological ineptitude, telling the Sun that it doesn't surprise me. I struggle to pay my bills online in my house. It's really frustrating. So I think he basically admitted he's got crappy Wi-Fi because he...
No, but the thing is, though, Gabe, there's also a trick that these guys do, and I'm not going to bash all the companies that are around, but... They send you, remember me, I was getting the plays before you when you were at the Meadowlands. But the bottom line is this. When we were doing all these new programs, Ranieri got into my system, and you're supposed to have a number. What they do over time is basically bleed you from your router, and they still give you enough, but they suck it and suck
they
it and
rip
suck
you
it.
Off.
Yes, and you're
they
paying
don't
the
know.
Same
no
amount.
No one knows you're getting ripped off.
Yes. Joe proved it to me. He goes, dude, you're paying for this. They're giving you this. And I was absolutely steam coming out my ears. But I called the company, but they kept me on hold for 2 hours, so I smashed the phone. So this is what they do to people.
These internet companies, I get it
They're
now
scam,
even.
Man.
I
they
get
scam.
It now even. They're like, you want to upgrade your internet?
No.
I'm like, I already upgraded. I've already thought I'm paying for the most elite one as
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
And then you find out, it's like, well, no, it really isn't. It's like their 5G scam. Now with 5G. 5G yeah. doesn't even exist. You got one freaking tower somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's a big scam. So I guess, though, with our boy Gary, this isn't the first time Gary has had issues. After losing in the quarterfinals of the 2018 Grand Slam of Darts, Dutchman Wesley Harms claimed that he was unable to properly compete because there was a terrible smell on stage.
Oh, Gary.
He ultimately accused Anderson of purposely farting.
What
before he went up to shoot.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. This is what it comes down to.
Come on, Gary.
I was going to defend Gary with the internet, but letting him rip to beat your competition, that's low.
There's no evidence to support the claim, but Anderson has been accused of being a sore loser in the past.
Interesting. Wow, this guy's got every trick in the book.
So it's in the dart world, they just think he's an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, they're like, of course it was Gary Anderson that got knocked off out here. Like,
it's a good point, Gabe. It's like the boy who cried wolf, right? Anderson farted. He pissed me off. His internet doesn't work. He seems like a guy that, you know, he complained a couple times, like the boy who cried wolf. No one's listening anymore.
I love the fact that virtual NASCAR, TV darts, we can't even get through this. Like, everything's got to be like a bitch fest.
Oh,
right?
Virtual NASCAR. You talked about it. It's been the worst. One guy loses, Bubba Wallace loses Blue Emu, and then Larson loses everything. You're right.
He's fired. He's gone.
He's gone. And I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't even have another race. Like, if you almost have to say, this is too dangerous. I'm going to say something and lose my job.
Yeah, if I was NASCAR, I would shut it down.
Yeah, they have.
Not even kidding. I'd say, all right, listen, we're shutting down. Yeah, we're shutting down the iRacing because we're going to have no drivers left when you guys come back.
Exactly.
Right? we know that NASCAR, they'll come back as soon as they possibly can. So, yeah, it kills me. Poor Wi-Fi. This is where we're at right now. So we have guys missing virtual camps. They're holding out a virtual camp. I think Jamal Adams is the latest virtual camp holdout camp.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, who's the New York Jets. It's a voluntary.
Yeah, okay.
It's voluntary.
Oh, so I mean, he's gonna voluntarily not participate.
Yeah, he's voluntary.
You know, oh, I gotta log in and do this. He's like, screw off. He'll just go hit his Peloton, go for a little jog. I have another thing to bring up, Gabe, just quickly. How come the Rams, when their player had COVID-19, didn't report it to 2.5 weeks later, and now they say he's fine? Don't you find that a little bit shady?
Yeah, you know, yes, I do. And you know, we've been down this before.
What are you talking about?
I told you, Cam, people in the NBA are pissed because two Lakers got it.
Yeah.
The Lakers never told anybody. So which two Lakers? I want to know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I fell on top of this guy 2 weeks ago when we played. Or
exactly.
You know what? I ran into this guy. Or I ran into someone who ran into him. Like, that's the whole point, Cam. And it's not to shame people. There's no shame in getting coronavirus.
No.
Getting a heavy flu goes away.
Yes.
So you know what I mean? But the thing is, it's called contact tracing, Cam. So that's the whole thing. If you can't contract trace, like right now, like Von Miller, all right? Yep. Von Miller has it. So right now, everybody that Von Miller's been around for like the last 24 days needs to get tested.
Yep.
And if they don't, and no, I feel fine, you can be walking around spreading it. Yep. Like, that's the whole point. Like, if we want to get sports back, Cam, that's what, like, this is the real, like, the big boy, the grown-ups in the room know. It's you need to contact trace. So basically, like, if you have everybody in, you know, let's say in one city playing, it'd be like, all right, Von Miller has it. We'll test everybody on the Broncos that he came into contact with. But he could have come into contact with a lot of other people. And I'm going to tell you now, too, NFL players seem to be the dumbest of them all when it comes to this. They're having parties every day, dude. Judas Smith-Schuster is a good kid. He's working out with Mason Rudolph with a bunch of dudes. It's like, you guys just don't get it. They don't get it, you know? They're dumb. Let's just call it out for what it is. They're not very bright guys.
Well, I think it's very, and we'll get on to other topics on a fun day, but I think what the Rams did, is it's despicable because they didn't tell anybody. Then they go, oh, yeah, our center got COVID-19, but he's better now. You said it. There's an effect that lingers and spreads. We don't know who this guy had contact with and all the other stuff. First of all, it's dangerous, and it's also you're not doing your due diligence.
How about
I think it's ridiculous.
Jake Glazer teases big, big news tomorrow, big NFL news. And he goes, I mean big. People thought like, what, you got a date? You know what I mean? What, like they're canceling the draft? You got a date where they're opening up camp? Oh, they're playing in Florida. They're playing in Texas. And his big news was, oh, buddy on the Rams has got coronavirus. It's like, yeah, so does 700,000 people in America right now.
Great story.
And it's just funny that he teases this up, and he's like, oh, I didn't tease it up there. You guys, the people, you know, got carried away with it after. It's like, no. And it's just funny that nobody even cares about the guys on the Rams. No one even knows who he is.
Yeah.
And, boom, then Von Miller gets it, which would have been a bigger story.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a pattern of NFL players being pretty irresponsible. They're all on Twitter and stuff, posting pictures. They're all working out together. But whatever. These are the same. So I don't feel sorry for them anymore.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decision special weekend edition continues. I am David Lorenzo. We're throwing it down with the Ridge and Redhead Cam Stewart. Don't forget, we're now on SB Nation Radio, the loudest station in the nation. We're throwing it down weekdays at 6. And, you know, Kev, the show is supposed to be an hour on SB Nation.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an hour when there's actually games going on. We're actually on for 2 hours. So they're picking up the entire show. I was wondering what parts of the show are they picking up, but it turns out, no, they're airing the entire show. And when there's games, we'll figure it out because we'll go back to the old schedule, you know, like we did before, in-game live and Pharrell, Moretz, you know, and all that type of stuff. Okay, so, you know, we have a lot of fun on every show, but the weekend edition, we can sort of catch up on things we didn't get to. And we were ambushed earlier in the week. We threw it out there, what actor should play Cam in a movie? And you guys love this one, is that we literally got hundreds of responses to this. And we're going to try to blast through as many as we can. We asked people who would play me as well in a movie, and the responses are flying in. I don't know, people seem to really like question. So let's start off with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, about who would play Cam Stewart in a movie. And I got to tell you, Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys is a pretty good start. I mean, come on, bro. You're telling me, Cam, that nobody's ever come up to you and like in a grocery store somewhere and said, hey, are you the guy from the Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, yeah. No, I when my hair gets long, I can actually put it in that style if I grow chops. I did it for Halloween. I had the Adidas track pant. The best part of the costume was Kenny Robinson, big black guy, gave me a FUBU shirt and had a big, big pit bull on the back. Like, you know, one of those like scenes. It was the best shirt. I got to find it. God, I love that shirt. So I went out as Ricky from Trailer Park Boys at a Halloween party and people were falling on the ground. Yeah, it was one of the best Halloween parties I went to. Had the tearaways going. Yeah, good call, Moretzi. Yeah, I kind of got a few similar features to that guy.
Of course, you know, we're a popular segment over the years is our dead ringers.
Love dead ringers.
Cam has a lot of Tom Cable in him. But Tom Cable, I don't know if Cable had – Cable, I don't know, all these guys, they all get like the staple surgery in their stomach and then they look weird after.
It's true.
But Cable's got like the big head, but you and I talked about it. Remember you even told me you're worried about what you look like when you're old, right? Like Cable's got like the big head, kind of like a candy apple.
Yeah.
Like he's skinny now, but he's still got like that melon on top of the body.
It's true. His head's shrunken a little bit, but his body's real thin now. I look more like Cable when he was just fat Tom Cable, right? Like with the chubby cheeks and stuff. But he's really changed, man. You're right. A lot of these guys are getting this surgery. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm not getting nothing.
I don't care if I'm a fat guy. Yeah, no surgery.
No, you're not. You're looking good. Looking good, Ken. John C. Reilly. Bigger says John C. Reilly.
Different. I like it.
Who's this guy? The some of these.
That wrestler guy that they put up was pretty. I was like, whoa, I didn't even think about it.
This is a great one. Newman.
Newman.
Newman. Mike Strome says, little out of left field, but what about Wayne Knight, Newman? Although Ricky from Trailer Park Boys is the pick, says Mike Strome. Wow, Michael Wynn steps up and in from Winnipeg, says it's Rob Wells, Cam Stewart, Rob Wells. Yeah. And I didn't even realize Ricky was Rob Wells. I know him as Ricky, but so Rob Wells, so Cam, so far Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys, that's the leading. Like if our fans are like casting the movie, so far it's Ricky. Yeah. I like the Newman's great. That was great too. He's got the gif when he walks past Keith Hernandez. Nice game, pretty boy.
I love Newman too. Yeah, no, it's a.
I love what Kramer said. He ruined our day. Danny McBride.
I kind of like that one too. I like Danny McBride a little bit. But yeah.
This is a good one actually. Artie Lang.
Yeah, I never even thought about that one.
Yeah, but Artie Lang's nose is all gone and stuff.
Yeah.
Blow, man. Like,
yeah, it's pretty torched.
Jackie Gleason, says Ken.
Larry Jackie Joe. Gleason. Joe Galina? Larry Joe Campbell? What the hell's that?
I don't even know these guys. Coach Mack, this is cold. Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson dresses up as a woman in that show. And what's the other one that he does? No, that's Zach Galifianakis. Basket.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Louis Anderson's one of these dudes. You don't want to know what he's up to at 3-4.
I agree.
I'll tell you.
You're right.
When I lived at Palace Station, he was the resident comedian.
Oh, God.
I used to see him at like 2, 3 in the morning sometimes. Like I said, I don't know. Like, there's some stuff going on in that guy's room, bro.
Oh, I agree. Like, if they did Cribs After Dark, Louis Anderson's would be the creepiest.
Like, he's walking around. I guarantee, I'm willing to bet Louis Anderson does not wear a lot of clothes.
I agree. That's a
like, great you know what point. I mean? Like, in his suite, he had, like, a suite. In, like, he was, like, the resident guy. You know, he's a bathrobe with an open type of guy.
Yeah, he is. I could totally see that, too. Nights at Loose, doesn't wear clothes, just lingers around. Yeah, he's a weird dude, for sure.
Let me tell you about the time. He's probably on the couch telling stories, like doing rails. It's like wide open. It's like, let me tell you about the time I was on a Dave Letterman show. You're like, all right, Louie, I'm going to go back to the casino now.
That guy makes me laugh, though. He's a different cat, for sure. Louie Anderson.
Oh, Craig Ballard's just complimenting you now. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. It's not... What about Canadian Tire guy? That guy, too.
Oh, Gary from the Canadian Tire.
Gary.
All right, these ones are good. The guy from The Hangover, Zach Galifianakis or whatever the hell. You know the guy.
Yeah.
You know the goofy guy from The Hangover. He's pretty good. Come on, Puccio. The guy from The Hangover for Ken?
I got another weird
Seth
one.
Seth Rogen's pretty good.
Good call. What about John Goodman? I was actually looking at a picture from the Big Lebowski.
You know what? I think John Goodman's the pick. John Goodman, as you'd say about Kid Rock, he'll open up a phone booth. Yeah. Like John Goodman will act in anything.
Oh, yeah, John Goodman? Yeah, he shows up for the opening of an envelope. That's very true.
Yeah, the Zach Galifianakis is getting a lot. Our boy Corey Parson. What up, Corey? Corey says, gritty.
Who's this? Oh, you see this Otis guy from the WWE game?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Otis. Yeah, Otis.
Otis. Otis.
Hey, Otis in the WWE's got a hot chick.
Yes.
Mandy Rose. Oh, David Gross says John Candy, if he was still with us.
Oh, that'd be quite an honor.
Yeah, that'd be.
Love John Candy.
Chris Farley too, but John Candy's more you than Chris Farley.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I agree. Chris Farley, though, man, his...
I told you, we got a lot, man.
Yeah, sure
the dude could. From the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Puccio, you're going to have a Puccio had a lot of work to do putting these segments together. A lot of pictures.
Sure. Yeah, sure did.
A lot of pictures. The Ricky Trailer Park Boys seems to be the front runner here. Carrot Top. Not Carrot Top. Carrot Top is one weird-looking dude now.
Yeah,
that guy's had too much fun.
I hate that. Just because he's got red hair, the guy's skinny, he's got muscles popping out of his shirt. No, I'm nothing like Carrot Top.
Haywire Jackson can only be John Goodman.
I don't mind John Goodman, actually. Those that shot from the Big Lebowski, it's kind of a lot closer than I thought.
Louis C.K.
yeah, Louis C.K. He got into trouble a while back.
Yeah, he did, Ken, yeah. Talking about Louis Anderson. These comedian guys.
I know. Excellent point. Yeah, they're comedians, all right.
Yeah, Louis C.K. likes to... he'd like to whip it out in front of people.
Yeah, that was his big thing. Hey, want to see it? Sure.
Yeah, but then he would he'd say, "Hold on until I'm done," if you know what I mean.
See, that's not cool.
No, he's a creepy dude.
I don't advise.
And you know what's interesting? Look, Jerry Seinfeld is good friends with Louis C.K.
I know, it's weird.
And remember in an episode of Seinfeld, Elaine went on a date, and Buddy just took it out.
Yeah.
I wonder if like that came from like a little inside joke that they like to just take it out.
See, that's the thing. That's good.
How about that for thinking?
Yeah,
huh?
It's like, hey, I'll use Louis C.K. in my show. Perfect.
Yeah, he's like, buddies are Louis. Louis, yeah, Louis just whips it out in a car when he's saying goodnight to a girl. I can't help but think too, like when you get about draft, like you said, like some of these guys, if like Rex Ryan was there, they're being like, they're about to draft, they're in the war room, you got Rex, like the computer's on the giant screen, be another like foot porn coming up.
Yeah, foot. I had a video.
Be like foot bang 13. Rex would be like, "Oh, sorry guys, wrong slide."
Right. Yeah, foot with like whipped cream and like berries on it. Yeah, with a top. He's such a, he's unreal, this guy.
And I bring that up because I guess, Kevin Durant got nailed in like some hardcore fetish chat room the other night.
Kevin Durant, so this guy picks Twitter wars with kids. He's in fetish chats. Like, he's another guy. Like, you talk about Louis Anderson. Durant is a weirdo. Don't you think? This guy's like, there's something wrong with this guy. He ain't right.
Let me get the exact thing. Because Durant's got a bunch of burner accounts, but people know what his burner accounts are now. They're like, oh, that's his thing when he's talking smack. That's his real one. That's his other one when he's rolling in on chicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? All right. It's just too good. I got to find this. Yeah, somebody the other day was like, man, is Kevin Durant like in this live sex room right now?
That's great. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know, Gabe, but I don't know what you think, but I think Durant, like, he's one of those guys, like, there are secrets there, too. Trust me.
You see this week, too, people, like, I guess they call the term woke, right? So, you know, people bitch about everything now, Cam. So, see, our boy Richard Dawson, Family Feud.
Yeah.
Richard Dawson's been trending for like 24 hours now, basically. Yeah. And essentially, people are upset that Richard Dawson kissed the contestants on the show. And there's actually like, they're upset. They're like, it's disgusting. I can't believe they allowed it. Number one, Richard Dawson's been dead for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
That's number two, people did back then.
The show was on like 40 years ago. And he did more than kiss them people. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, no. He's touchy-feely. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the 70s. Dude, Bob Barker was banging Barker's beauties.
Beauties, exactly. Yeah, man, I'm with you.
What a lucky son of a bitch. Hey, Bob Barker,
right.
Like,
these TV hosts.
Barker's beauties had it going on.
Oh, they were smoking hot. No, I told you. When I first got into women, it was weird. Like, I liked a lot of that, like, look with the big hair, like the Texas look there. I remember when I was a kid, I started really getting horny when I watched a 20-minute workout there. Those chicks in their leg warmers, they'd really get me fired up. Very, very hot.
A 20-minute workout.
Yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah, that got me fired up as a youngster.
All right. The Insider's Room on Twitter says, the guy who played Tron in FUBAR. FUBAR is an underrated movie, actually.
Oh, I love talking
about
FUBAR.
Trailer Park Boys. It's one thing about Canadians. Canadians know, like, trailer park, beer drinking, welfare check. Like, people think of Canada and they think of, like, all right, it's kind of rich or, you know, hockey. But a lot of parts of Canada, guys, It's very, very like the south of the U.S.
Yes. Great analogy.
You know what I mean? Like Mississippi, we've been to Mississippi. Like that's the Maritimes, bro.
It is.
Like, you know what I mean? They're the same. Like there's parts of Canada where it's just dudes like in wife beaters with a shotgun and a truck and they're driving around drunk. And they're like, Canada is very rural in some parts.
Yes.
So they can do what they want.
The only difference is in Canada, there's more drug use. And in the States, there's more pigs on a spit. Other than that, it's basically the same thing. They got more guns. Canada's got more weed and hash. But I agree with you 100%.
So, but there's the Trailer Park Boys nails that sort of culture. But the movie FUBAR is hilarious as well. It's about like just sort of these drunk dudes that are in a band. And like, it's too funny. And real accurate. Like the band Anvil is almost like a real life that. And, you know, they're also from Canada. Canada just does that sort of the cornball sleaze guy well. Seth Rogen's actually Canadian. We're getting some Jonah Hill. Yeah. Jonah Hill's good, but not perfect.
I got to pass.
The Zach Galifianakis is we're getting a ton. We're getting a lot of we got a lot of Seth Rogen's as well. Yet ultimately, we've got to go to Rob Wells to play you.
Yeah, that's it. But you said sometimes he's not
you're
in a good mood.
Like drink, smoke. You're both like, you know what I mean? Like he's perfect. We're gonna have to see our buddy Sam Losko. See if he's gonna get us. Yeah. Tell how much does he need to play Cam in a movie?
I want to see yours now. That's what I want to see.
Oh, mine. The Newman one's great though. The Newman one to me is too good. What do you think, Puccio, when it's all said and done? We've got Puccio in our headset here. It's Ricky.
It's Ricky. Yeah, Ricky gets it. He gets it, yeah.
Ricky, don't you lose that.
Yeah, you did, Puccio. I'll give you credit. You said it first, and then the listeners came after. Good call.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know it was Rob Wells.
Yeah, I didn't know his name either. I had no clue.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And I guess there's no break if you're watching on YouTube and you're watching the video and stuff. It's just it keeps rolling, but I don't even know where we're on anymore. Yeah, we might be on, I don't know, we're on the radio, we're on TV, we're on the internet. Doesn't matter, it's all the same. We're on Sports Grid, and don't forget, we're also now on SB Nation Radio. We got to get you on the podcast as well, Morency Unfiltered. Very, very popular podcast. Same with Scotty Farrell. Pharrell on the bench.
Yeah,
listenership top, like 20 plus percent over last month because people are at home more. But our boy Feinberg wants to come on, and I told him we can't do like the three guests video, but you can come on the podcast. We'll get and he wants to come on with you. That was the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
I want to catch up with you and Ken. And I said, all right, yeah, we'll set it up on the podcast. So we'll do that next week. We'll hit who will play me in the movie next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are watching, listening to Game Time Decisions. I am Morency. We're throwing it down with the Ridge and Redhead Cam Store. We're on the grid. Get on the grid. Go over to sportsgrid.com for all the links, podcasts, videos, and everything else in between. Some great content over there is the National Football League Draft. Rapidly approaches. And as we mentioned, don't forget about the podcast over at Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Morenci Unfiltered, Pharrell on the Bench. All right, we're going to get into who would play me in a movie, but we're also going to take a couple of your questions on Twitter as well. Shout out to our boy Lamar, and Lamar's in West Virginia, as we've got viewers all over the world. It's great stuff. You know, Germany, Canada, West Virginia, a country of its own. Actually, you know what? I'm down with West Virginia. They got legalized sports gambling in West Virginia, Cam. Yep. They sell alcohol at Mountaineer games, basketball, and football. Yep.
They get it.
All they're missing is legalized marijuana, and then bang. There's nothing not to like about West Virginia. And our boy Barstool Brian works in the pit in the mornings. And a shout out to Brian. Hope he's doing all right. Poor kid was in a car accident right before all this happened, too. Funny kid, but he actually went to West Virginia.
Oh, and amazing.
I liked his honesty. I said, did you go to West Virginia or did you graduate from West Virginia? He goes, I went to West Virginia.
No, I'll tell you something, too.
But he told me rent dirt cheap down there.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, Gabe, if they legalized weed and then they got the sports gambling, everything, Morgantown might be a nice little place. I bet for a couple hundred thousand, you could live like a king.
Dude, man, you could probably rent a nice house for like $600 a month, get a nice studio in the basement there, garage. We'll live like George Kurtz. We'll live like kings.
Exactly.
Big backyard.
George just does it on Long Island. I don't know how the hell he does it.
He told me, because I told him, I said, me and Cam, yeah, we like it there. We would move there. And he's like, nah. He's like, you wouldn't last. That's what he told me.
Really? Okay. Let's take that as a challenge.
I actually looked it up once. I looked up like the most high-end condo type thing. Like I was like, all right, no, I don't want to live in a trailer park. I'll move. Yeah. We'll move there. What's the nice condo? It's $1,300 a month.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Like, so you're living, think of the chicks too. Like, you're living and like, that's the rock star. Like, that's where like the TV anchors live. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's the local celebrity condo, $1,300 a month.
Man, that sounds great.
All right. So, so shout out to Lamar here. Great tweet that he sends. And it's funny because I want to bring this up actually. So it's a good little segue too. There's a lot of talk about Dwayne Haskins and the Redskins, about, oh, the Redskins should still take a quarterback anyways. Dwayne Haskins is fine. Everyone needs to shut the hell up. He actually won games when he went in there with no weapons. We talked about it. Yes, he's raw and all this type of stuff. But I don't understand. People like kiss Trubisky's ass before and he sucks. You're all over Dwayne Haskins. You're going to see how it's going to be fine. And you're all going to kiss his ass down the road. But get this. And Lamar sends a tweet. You know what's real funny? That Urban Meyer is suddenly concerned about his players. You weren't concerned about all the countless murderers and rapists you recruited to your program, all collateral damage. Because basically, Urban Meyer concerned over Dwayne Haskins' social media activity. And you got to like the irony. Lamar is right. It's like, bro, you covered up shootings, Urban. You worry about
actually a friend who beat up a woman too. Let's throw everything out there.
Oh yeah, Haskins is a good kid. Never got in any trouble anywhere. And you're worried about him and his social media activity?
He should be worried about himself and the things he's done in his life. Anyway, I'm with you.
What's Dwayne Haskins doing on Twitter? What's he? What did he do, anyways? I'm looking it up right now as we speak. Dwayne Haskins, Twitter.
Yeah, the guy never even had a fair shake with the Redskins. He came in weird situations in games. He hasn't had barely any NFL experience. His best receiver is Terry McLaurin, a kid from Ohio State. So, you know what? Yeah, Haskins has a lot of time to prove people wrong. He hasn't had a Trent Williams out.
I don't know.
Good call.
I'm looking at his media here, at his social media. It's a picture of him working out wearing a mask.
Okay, what's the problem?
Another tweet about thanking God. There's a tweet here about RIP to Dwayne Haskins' account about Tavares Jackson.
Yeah.
There's a thing, a link to his pastor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, happy Easter?
Happy Easter. I'm offended.
No, I don't. What am I missing?
I don't know, buddy.
Pucho, what am I missing here? I look for this stuff 24/7. It's all I do is look for this stuff. What have I missed?
Kid is fine.
What did I miss? No, but what did I miss about him online? I haven't seen one story about, oh, Dwayne Haskins. Like, I'm on his Twitter. He's working out wearing a mask. He's saying, hey, happy Easter. Here's my pastor's link if you want his prayer.
Yeah.
Meyer wants Haskins to reduce his social media. All right.
So he thinks he tweets and stuff too much, maybe.
All right, Durbin Meyer. Dwayne likes the social media, Myers tells Washington's J.P. Finley. He's all over social media. I worry about that a little bit. I like the Tom Brady approach. Just focus on your team.
This guy's very critical. Your kid just came into the league.
Your best friend was your coach for 15 years who beat his wife up.
Correct. Correct.
Aaron Hernandez shot someone outside of a strip club in Florida before he was even in the NFL. He missed the guy.
Should we shot at him? Oh yeah.
Missed the guy.
Yep. That's right.
You let him play. You didn't even kick him off the team. And you're bitching that Dwayne Haskins tweets too much?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, but shut the hell up, man.
Urban Meyer's a piece of work, man.
They're all over Haskins. Everybody. I brought it up earlier, Cam. I see a story right here, CBS Sports. Redskins should consider taking quarterback in second pick. Why? How about you coach the kid?
He hasn't had any time to even be assessed. You can't draft a new quarterback till you see him play for a season or two. Like, give me a break.
They suck. Come on. The media sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous if that's what you're getting mad about.
I think Haskins will be fine, personally.
I'm actually cheering for the kid.
All right, so let's get into who will play me in a movie. Our first one up is Brent, Jason Statham. I'll take it. All right.
Yeah, not bad.
We're getting a lot of J.K. Simmons coming in here, actually.
I like it.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons, all right. The J.K. Simmons. Like, I knew our boy Joey Odessa would check in. He'd been telling me this for years. J.K. Simmons. All right. Jordan, the one and only. Nicolas Cage.
That's great. I guess, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I like J.K. Simmons. It's better.
Sam Parsons says Al Pacino.
Puccio says John Malkovich.
I'm getting. You know what? He's not the only one. Actually.
Nice.
I don't know. People are being nice to me here. Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
You look nothing like
Number one, Mel Gibson has hair. Number two, Mel Gibson's like a member of the KKK or something like that now. He doesn't even do movies anymore. Number three, he's Australian.
It's true.
Listen, good actor, Mel Gibson, but good actor. But come on. All right, who else do I? It's not bad. And you know what? He was an influence on me, but once again, he doesn't look like me nothing. Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP.
Nice. I got one from the passed away category. Oh, Tully Savalas is a good one for you.
Oh, Kojak.
You and Kojak.
I could pull that off, actually. Huh?
Yeah.
I should be in the leather jacket and stuff.
Trust me. Kojak.
The 70s car and the Bronx.
Yes. You'd have like a Trans Am. Yeah, that's right. Let's rock, Kojak.
Yang would be my source the street.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Yang, what's going on over that bodega?
Bruce Willis.
Tell him, wow. I don't care about the gambling in the back, but someone got murdered.
Puccio said Bruce. I know what Bruce Willis is actually kind of off the radar.
I get a lot of the Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I get often, it happens like routinely, where people are like, damn, man, you sound like Vin Diesel. And you know what I mean? The voice would be good for Vin Diesel, but he's too big. Yeah, for me, I still think Steve Buscemi is,
that's mine too.
Like, if I'm casting a movie and I want a good, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, yeah, Buscemi's kind of good. John Malkovich would be great too. He's so serious though, Malkovich.
Yeah.
Serious? Yeah, no, I know I am serious, but saying Buscemi would be good. Jim Leddy says, Ben Kingsley, who? Gandhi.
No, Ben Kingsley. Remember when he came on The Sopranos? They're like, this guy's a dick. Like he was like, he wanted them to be in their movie so bad. He's like, no, like, I'm not dealing with these guys. Yeah. Ben Kingsley.
Jim Leddy says, Steve-O from Jackass. Coach Mack. Patrick Stewart.
Oh, I like that. Star Trek. Sure.
Mike says, Vin Diesel has your look. I don't think he has that exact rage you do when Andy Dalton ruins your Sunday. I got to go with Edward Norton or Henry Rollins from Black Flag.
Oh, nice. Good call.
Edward Norton would be a good me, I think.
I like that.
You can picture Edward Norton like bitching about like the Bills losing. Hey, $13,000 on it. They didn't cover the spread at the end. Then he's got to go knock off a bank. Cherry T, Emilio Estevez. You really love Emilio Estevez, don't you, Cherry T? You asked us like what our favorite Emilio Estevez movies were once before.
Yeah, it's that. What's with Emilio Estevez?
Andy B says Al Pacino. Yeah. Jeff Bridges.
You don't look anything like Jeff Bridges.
Alan Arkin. Not bad.
I like Alan Arkin. Yeah, but still, as an older Moretzi, I could deal with that.
We're getting a few Edward Nortons. We're getting a few Buscemi's. You know what? I'm coming around, actually. I got to go with the J.K. Simmons guy.
No, he looks like that one picture of like that they sent in. That's good. Like that he looks. I met him. I told you, great guy.
Oh, you met that guy before?
Yeah, I was at Shoeless Joe's doing horses when I was there, and he was just at the bar. It was nice, you know, like nobody. He was just kind of by himself or whatever. And Lisa went up to him, and she had a couple of drinks. She goes, "You scared the living beep out of me in Oz." He's like, "Thank you." And he's such a nice guy. He's
like, Have you ever seen that movie?
He's a real dude.
What's the name of the movie where he's a drum teacher, Puccio? It's the name of that. Like they won, like they won awards and stuff. It's
crazy.
Drums? Because he does those stupid insurance commercials too.
Yeah, we are farmers. He works with Ricky.
Whiplash. Yeah. See him in the movie Whiplash.
I'd like.
Like he's the biggest jerk in the history of jerks. Like with Miles Teller. He's like, speaking of jerks, Miles Teller's a great young actor. But I guess he's so difficult to work with and such a jerk that he doesn't get roles anymore. All right, we're getting a lot of John Malkovich. Billy Hayes says John Malkovich.
I like Malkovich.
Joseph
too.
Goes, Humphrey Bogart, old school.
Wow. Play it again, Gabe.
He goes, yeah. Play it again, Cam. Play it again. Cam's on the piano. Play it again, Cam.
That's great.
You know, he never actually says that in the movie.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah,
it's one of these weird like trivia things. Old school Humphrey Bogart, new school Vin Diesel. Joseph Swaski says Billy Hayes says John Malkovich. Ryan Summer says The Rock. Max, our boy, and Max in the six. He's going Vin Diesel. Our boy Ken, Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, hey, Puccio.
Boss F, Boston. He's thinking, he goes, a young Al Pacino would have been perfect.
Stanley. Who's Stanley? Tucci?
Stanley Tucci.
Let's take
or maybe Ed Norton. We're getting quite a few Ed Nortons.
I like Ed Norton, too. Good call.
Lord Thunderwing, Christopher Lloyd, early days. Christopher Lloyd. Fanatical Jim, Mark Strong, great actor, really versatile. Paul Giamatti.
Diesel. No, I had a little bit of Stan Tucci, but nah, he's a little bit too preppy for you.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is ridiculous.
Yeah.
To Ashley. I don't know. Come on, Ashley. Like, what's up with
Tom Cruise? That was Ashley Docking?
Oh, Ashley Schaefer. Oh,
sorry. I was thinking to go, wow, Tom Cruise? Come on. Yeah, he's a small guy.
Pierre says Bruce Willis.
Good call.
Gargon says, come on, it's Vin Diesel. It's easy. Craig Geo, Pitbull.
What? I like Pitbull. Very under the radar.
Pitbull. I've had people come up to me and stuff. All right, you look like Pitbull. When I wear the blazer and stuff like that.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Pitbull's really cashed in.
You know what the thing is, though?
That guy.
You got the same, like, the eyes and the eyebrows. The problem is your head's longer. Pitbull's head's more round.
Yeah, he's rounder.
He's got a head. He's got a round head.
Davy Jones. Bryan Cranston. Dude from Breaking Bad.
Interesting.
Kevin Grogan. Terry Crews.
Kevin Grogan?
For one, Terry Crews is black.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Number two, Terry Crews is ripped. Like, that's like saying who should play me in a movie. It's like saying Chick Congo. Like, who should play me in a movie? I don't know. Mark Henry.
Yeah,
it's like saying, you know, the wrestler, who should play Canada with Mark Henry? Like, Mark Henry's black. He weighs like 500 pounds. Like, it wouldn't know. Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. So ultimately, the movie, the Game Time Decisions movie, it's been decided. We got to figure out who will play Puccio next. But it's been decided. The movie's been cast. It's like the official Hollywood press release. The movie, The Life and Times of Cam Stewart and Gabriel Morenci. The part of Cam Stewart will be played by Rob Wells, who found success playing in the ultra-successful Emmy Award-winning Trailer Park Boys. Meanwhile, the part of Gabriel Morenci will be played by Oscar Award-winning J.K. Simmons.
I like
not
it.
Bad. Not a bad cat.
Oh, it's true.
Crypto Haunts is perfect. I'm more serious than you. Man, imagine J.K. Simmons and Ricky together.
We got to do Puccio and Fasano for our whole gang. We'll figure
Yang,
it out.
Yang gets to play himself.
Yang.
Right at the end, like all the names. Like, they'll show the New York train. Like, the movie starts, and then at the end, Yang as himself.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.